Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
In return, they will underwrite deals for you for free as long as you give them feedback on their underwriting. So the underwriting is obviously not going to be perfect. And you yourself are going to need to have underwriting experience if you're going to train people.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all-access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's Y-O-U-R, the number 7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air a Syndication School episode that focuses on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for a lot of these episodes, especially the ones in the past, we've released free resources for you to download. All of these free resources, as well as past Syndication School series episodes, can be found at syndicationschool.com. The subject of today's class is going to be how to hire an underwriting analyst. So an underwriting analyst is someone on your team whose main responsibility is to evaluate the incoming apartment leads. Now, since that is their main responsibility, sometime depending on where you're at in your business, you might have an underwriting analyst fulfill other secondary roles as well, like helping with due diligence after a deal is put under contract and creating the investment summary to present to investors, performing any sort of market research required during the underwriting and due diligence process, or really any other analytic responsibility like reporting in the asset management phase. So when you are deciding to hire an underwriting analyst, the first thing you need to do is define the role. That is, what do you want them to focus on? Do you want them to focus only on underwriting, or do you want them to focus on other aspects of the due diligence or the asset management process as well? Once you've defined the role and the responsibilities, you can define the requirements of a prospective candidate. So you need to know what type of background an individual will need in order to be a successful, effective underwriter. So ideally, they have previous underwriting experience, or at the very least have experience using financial models in Excel. Now, a great way to get a free underwriter, because you're going to have to pay this person if they're experienced, right? The more experience they have, the more expensive it's going to be. But a great way to get multiple free underwriters is to find someone who is interested in becoming an apartment investor or an apartment syndicator, but doesn't have the experience or the capital or the network to do deals themselves, and they're still in the education phase. Well, you can offer to educate them by giving them a free cash flow calculator, a financial model, how-to guides, and videos of how to actually underwrite deals, and then in return, they will underwrite deals for you for free as long as you give them feedback on their underwriting. So the underwriting is obviously not going to be perfect, and you yourself are going to need to have underwriting experience if you're going to train people. But we'll get into that a little bit later of how to do this without having any sort of expertise yourself. The analyst is also going to need a high level of proficiency in Excel at minimum. So even if they don't know how to do financial modeling, they don't know how to do underwriting, they need to know how to use Excel. It's a lot easier to teach someone how to input data into the cash flow calculator than it is to teach someone literally how to input data, how formulas work in Excel. So they need to have some level of proficiency in Excel. Since they're going to be required to pull data from various reports, T12s, rent rolls, OMs, rent comp analysis, market analysis, in order to avoid making really simple operator error mistakes, then you should also have a very high level of attention to detail as well as strong financial, quantitative, and analytical skills. Sometimes you're going to allow them to send you deals within a few days, maybe even a week. Other times you might need to get a completed underwriting model within the next 12 hours. So ideally, they also have the ability to work under tight time frames, which means they might have to work on weekends and nights as well. And of course, if they're going to do something else besides simply underwriting, they're going to need skills in that area as well. For example, if they're creating investment summaries, well, then they're going to have to know how to use PowerPoint as well. They're going to need to know how to multitask if they're going to be balancing additional roles in addition to the underwriting. And then depending on how your business is set up and the role you want the underwriting and analyst to pay, they might actually need to live in a specific location. So you've got skills, but you also have physical location. So if you have an office, well, they're going to need to live in the general vicinity of the office if they're required to come into the office, which isn't as important right now since we're all stuck at home. But eventually when people return to offices, if you have an office, or you want an office in the future, you might want to consider hiring an underwriter who lives in that area. Also, let's say that you have them involved in the due diligence process. Well, then they're going to need to live near the property so they can go there and perform that. So once you actually know the requirements you need for your underwriter, which I just laid out. It might be a little bit different for you, but essentially this is what you want in the underwriter. Then when you screen applicants, you ask them questions to determine whether or not they meet these requirements. But before you get into that, you need to find applicants. So after you've defined these responsibilities, after you've defined these requirements, and you're ready to generate prospects, you need to create a professional job listing. It should include biographical information about you and your company, as well as the responsibilities and requirements that we just discussed. And then once you have this job posting created, then you go ahead and post it to various job listing websites. You can post it to LinkedIn. You can post it to BiggerPockets. You can talk about the analyst role on your podcast or other thought leadership platform to promote the job listing. You can share it on social media. You can promote the job at local meetup groups. Once we get back to local meetup groups, you can create a landing page on your website for the job and directly source that. You can hire a recruiter. You can put it on one of those recruiting websites. You know, there's countless ways to generate leads. So it kind of just depends on where you're at in your career. If you don't know anyone at all, well, you're probably not at the point where you're ready to hire an underwriting analyst anyway. So the other option would be essentially anywhere in your network. Wherever you're currently at is where you can generate interest in your position. Once you generate interest, you want to go ahead and screen the applicant. So the best screening processes are done in two phases. The first will be an initial interview. It'll probably be over the phone or at a Zoom meeting. And that's just to determine if they actually meet the requirements that you have listed in the job posting. So here are some questions that you're going to want to ask. So general questions, ask them what their current day-to-day tasks are, ask them how much time of their day is spent underwriting deals, ask them who they currently report to, how big is the current analyst team, and what do they like about multifamily investment. Just get a general background on what they're doing now, what they have done regarding underwriting. So obviously, if they haven't done underwriting in the past, they're not going to have answers to these questions. And one of the important requirements is previous underwriting experience. Next is going to be questions related to market knowledge. So ask them what markets have they worked in? What markets are they experts in? Next, you can ask them what markets do they think would be good multifamily markets to invest in to gauge their expertise. And then the last question you ask about markets is, what are your thoughts on the state of multifamily sales prices at the moment? And where do you see them headed? So again, just kind of gauge their knowledge on the market, as in the market that you're going to invest in, but also the real estate market as a whole. Next are going to be questions about underwriting. So ask them on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being a complete noob and 10 being an expert underwriter, what is your level of financial modeling? So how good are they at modeling deals from their own perspective? Can you create your own model from scratch? Please give a few examples of advanced formulas you would use in a model. We'll get into how to gauge their answers in a second. Let's just get through the questions. Can you please explain your underwriting process of your recent deal you underwrote? What was the business plan? Kind of gauged, hey, do you have experience underwriting value-add deals like what you're doing, or turnkey deals, or distressed deals, condo conversion, whatever types of deals you're doing? They need to have experience underwriting those types of deals. So you want to ask them, please explain your underwriting process of a recent deal, but also ask them, hey, what's your experience on our business plan, the value-add business plan, the turnkey business plan? Last underwriting process related question would be, are you involved at all with presenting the deal to senior members of the company or investors? Next, you can ask them about their understanding of debt. So have they ever worked on obtaining new debt, refinance, supplemental? If I referenced the term agency lender or bridge lender, do you know what that means? Due diligence question, describe what type of due diligence you have performed and what typically goes on. And do they know what typically goes on during the due diligence process? And then your kind of general employment information, employment in the future outlook. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? Why are you looking for a new job? Describe a challenge you face at your current or past position and how you overcame it. How do you think you can create value with this company? What is your salary expectation for this position? And what do you have to do outside of work? Now, some of these are, as I mentioned, general questions you'd ask about any role, but the answers that are most important are going to be the ones relating to the market knowledge and relating to the underwriting process. And then if you want them to do due diligence or help with debt, then obviously The debt due diligence questions are important as well, but let's focus on the market knowledge and the underwriting process. So they need to have market knowledge in order to perform the rent comp analysis and sales comp analysis during the underwriting process. So they don't work in your market, or they don't have a good answer to what markets they think are good to invest in and why, or they don't have an answer as to their thoughts of the sales prices, they're not going to be able to perform rental comp analysis effectively. They're also going to need a high level of financial modeling. So ideally 8, 9, or 10. They're going to need to be able to create their own model and understand the complex Excel functions such as VLOOKUP and IF formulas. And you're going to want them to understand the various terminology like renovating units, rent premiums, agency debt, as well as experience with the business plan. But now here's what's important. What if you are not good at underwriting? What if you don't like underwriting? What if you're not good at underwriting and that's why you're hiring an underwriting analyst? Well, if you just listen to their answers in the interview and you hire based off of that, how do you know that they're telling the truth? So you hire them and they start underwriting deals and you really don't even know if they're underwriting the deals properly or not. That's why the second step of the interview process is for them to actually underwrite a sample deal so that you can confirm that they actually know what they're doing. So you want to send them a sample deal, including a rent roll, a T12, and the offering memorandum, as well as a financial calculator. And so this has to be something that you have filled out already. And you send them a blank cash flow calculator. You send them the how-to guide. You send them how to fill the calculator out. You send them the sample deal. And you ask them to send it back within a certain time frame. And then once they send you back the model, you compare the inputs to the accurate filled out model to determine if they told you the truth or if they don't know what they're actually doing. Now, they don't have to perfectly underwrite the deal, but the results need to be close. So if a few inputs are off, if the return projections are close, but a little bit off by less than a few percentage points, then it's fine. Maybe they made a simple mistake, but if it's way off, or we're talking 6-7% return difference, a bunch of inputs are wrong, or they didn't input everything properly, then they probably aren't going to be a good fit for a role. One sneaky thing you can do to kind of test their attention to detail skills would be to make one change on the rent roll of the T12. So maybe make a bunch of units vacant on the rent roll, or make one maintenance expense very, very large. And then see when they come back to you and say, hey, this deal looks really good, except there's this really weird thing that all these units are vacant, or in the revenue on the rent roll doesn't match the revenue on the T12, or hey, I saw that there's a one-time maintenance expense of $100,000. That's kind of weird. Just see if they catch that, or if they kind of just mindlessly input data. So that's a great way to catch the attention to detail. And then at that point, depending on how they do with the interview and the financial modeling practice, you can go ahead and decide whether or not you want to hire that person. If you're still unsure, you can do a test period where you say, hey, I'm going to send you deals for the next month, and then we'll further evaluate your skills to see if it's worth hiring you full time. So that could technically be like a third step in the process, which is first step is to interview you, second step is to do one sample deal, and the third step is to do a month worth of deals to see if you're able to stick to the time frame, if you're able to multitask, if you're able to have a solid attention to detail and underwrite these deals properly. So ideally, you know what you're doing, you know how to underwrite deals, but if you don't, the way to overcome that is to have a sample deal filled out already and then test to see how close their underwriting is to that sample deal. So that concludes this episode on how to hire an underwriting analyst. I guess the last thing we didn't really talk about is when do you decide to hire an underwriting analyst? And like all things, depends. You can start right away, or you can wait until you're further out along in your business and you don't have time to do it anymore. So it's really either a time thing or a expertise/don't-like thing. So it's either where you don't have time to underwrite anymore, right? It's a job that you can outsource for $10, $20 an hour and your time is worth $100 an hour at this point. You'd rather talk to investors, do other things than spend time underwriting all day. Or if you just don't like it and you're really bad at it, then if you're really bad at it and don't like it, then you should probably hire someone, especially if you're really bad at it and you don't know what you're doing, you need to hire someone. If you don't like it, it's kind of up to you. But again, it's either timing, you don't like it, or you lack the expertise or the skill. So that concludes the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check out some of the other Syndication School episodes, as well as our free resources at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Are you serious about taking the first step in the gateway to financial freedom? Then join Jake and Gino on a 4-week course that will teach you how to become a multifamily real estate investor. Go to jakeandgino.com. That's JAKEANDGINO.com.